I've had to sleep in some awkward places in my life. In a hammock in Nicaragua, on the forest floor with very little covering, or on a thin mattress in a cold room in Cape Verde, Africa. Uncomfortable hotel beds. But that's not the worst rest I've ever had. The worst rest I've ever had, and still have, is when I rest my confidence in the world instead of in the Lord. Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. The previous three chapters have conditioned us for this opening paragraph in Judges chapter 6. We know the routine. We know the cycle. Listen to what it says. Judges 6, verse 1. The people of Israel did what was evil in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord gave them into the hand of Midian for 7 years. The people of Israel have sinned. They've retreated back to idolatry and swimming within the stream of the culture around them. And as a result, they face the discipline of God in the form of surrounding nations coming against them. According to this text, this may be the most oppressed that the people of God have been. Their economy, their commerce, their tools, their food, all of that was being affected when plundering bands of Midianites and other people from the east invaded their land at harvest time year after year after year. Previous generations, we read last week, were too fearful to step outside of their homes and travel the highways. This generation is too fearful to stay at home. They make dens and caves within the mountains in which to live. They were refugees, and for 7 years they did this. And this is more than going without food and not being able to make a living. There is a spiritual element embedded here. Their idea of rest, of peace, of blessing was taken from them. They were oppressed. God allows them to experience physically, emotionally, and spiritually what happens when you turn away from Him. Turning away from God is never without cost or pain. Carving your own path is paved with consequences. And this is the connecting point with us. This is not a passage concerning how to keep people out of your garden or out of your pocketbook. This is a message for us about what happens when we seek our rest and peace in the things of the world. And some of you today are oppressed. The word means beaten down or bruised. And you may be wondering why. Why is your peace and joy and your rest non-existent? Why is it gone? Why are you not able to enjoy a spirit-filled life that brings glory to God? And you need to know that one of the possible answers to that question is that it may be because of your self-reliance. Your life has slowly drifted into idolatry, which brings oppression and fear. But you can break out of that part of the cycle. But it only comes when we realize our plight. We must turn away from our idolatry. And we learn what that looks like in Judges chapter 7. But first, we are introduced to a man named Gideon. And to hear his story, you have to tune in tomorrow. When you pray today, please remember Tracy Miller and his family, our missionaries in Georgia. And also remember the Telugu Life Word broadcast heard in India.